Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that talks with nonprofit organizations in our part of the state, sponsored in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union. This month, we talk to a collective that seeks to use art to enact social change and improve the Muncie community.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Brady Euless and Faith Kellermeyer, and they are really trying. We'll let them tell you why they're trying. Do you want to talk a little bit about why you're here, Brady?
Yeah. So Faith and I are both part of an artist collective called We're Trying Collective. There are four of us. So Faith, me, Joanna Darda, and Janelle Summers. The reason the four of us came together last summer was to begin working on a large-scale mural project for downtown Muncie.
Mm-hmm. And why a mural project?
It was Faith's idea, so I'll let her answer that.
Yeah, I had just attended Pride in Indianapolis when I heard the news about the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. And I think, like a lot of people, I felt heartbroken and wanted to do something, but didn't know what. And as I was driving back to Muncie from Indianapolis, I noticed that the city building had rainbow lights on it. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really meaningful moment to me to see that our city was doing something visible to show support for that community. And I thought, how cool would it be if there was something more permanent to display that support? And so I have an interest in mural art. I'm really excited about public art in other cities. And so I wanted to make a mural somewhere in Muncie, and it just so happened that there's this big blank white wall on the side of the Mark III Tap Room, which is Indiana's longest running LGBT nightclub. So it just seemed like the perfect storm of all of the right things coming together. But it's a huge wall, and I needed help with it. So I started talking to Joanna first, and both of us were excited about the idea, but knew we needed to talk to people who were a little more involved in the Muncie art scene and might be able to help us connect to resources to get this thing done. And so we talked to Janelle Summers and to Brady. And I think just through working on this project, we realized that we have a lot of common interest in using art for social change. And that's where the idea to become an art collective and keep working on projects together came up.
Can you talk a little bit about the design of the mural? Who designed it? How did that come about?
Yeah, we designed it. The four of us are artists, and we also wanted to make sure that the community's voice was heard, particularly the LGBT community. So way back in July, we held a design session with the staff of the Mark III and asked them questions about what their likes and dislikes are when it comes to public art, how they like to interact with art, what they would like to see. And so we took that feedback and we put together an abstract design that pulls in colors that are representative of important sites and organizations in our community,
as well as the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm. So what happens next? Is it going to be a busy summer?
So we just started pressure washing the wall, which we're doing a lot of work ourselves, trying to be responsible with the community's money. And then next Saturday, May 13th, we have a community paint day where anybody who's interested in signing up for one of the paint sessions, we have a morning session and an afternoon session, is welcome to join us and help us make our mark.
We have slots for both paint volunteers and non-painter volunteers because we realize not everyone is comfortable with a paintbrush. And so we'll need help with other things too, people to run for errands or help us clean up. So we wanted to make it an educational opportunity for our community. So for those who do sign up for the painting slots, we are bringing Indianapolis-based artist Nat Russell, who has done murals for Facebook and Vans and some pretty big companies.
Wow.
He's also a Ball State University grad.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's important to note too, yeah. And so he's going to do both a morning and afternoon workshop to teach people proper painting techniques. So those who are paint volunteers do it the right way, so there's not a lot of cleanup to do. Because I know not everybody comes to events like this knowing exactly how to use paint.
Sure, but I love the fact that if you want to get involved, whether or not you have an art background, that they can.
About the whole project and every part of how we've designed it and tried to execute it has been about accessibility and inclusiveness. So it just makes sense that anybody from the community that would want to help us physically paint would have an opportunity to do that as well.
Great. What impact, when it's all said and done, what impact do you want the mural to have?
I think we're both passionate about public art because it has the power to give a place a sense of identity. And I think for the four of us, we love the community that we're part of. And unfortunately, there are parts of Muncie that are a little unloved or, I mean, there's blight here. There
are. Absolutely.
And so this is an opportunity to take a wall that's been really forgotten. I mean, it has an old advertisement for a bar that doesn't exist anymore on the side of it.
Really underutilized.
Yes. And it's also, it's in the heart of downtown. If you're sitting at the Fickle Peach or the Caffeinery, it's Cannon right in Commons, your vision.
Even. Absolutely. Yeah. It has so much visibility. And I think really early on, one of the arguments that I made was that the city has invested so much in the horizontal surfaces of downtown that somebody should be thinking about the vertical surfaces. And hopefully us starting with one encourages other people to do more.
Wonderful. So what is next for the collective?
Naps. A party. As soon as it's finished, we do want to celebrate with the community. So we're in partnership with the Mark III. We would do that. And then naps.
Lots of naps. And then I'm guessing, I'm just throwing this out there, I'm guessing there's going to be more public art.
There's
in the
going
future.
To be more art, more projects, more opportunities for people to get involved. We want to keep trying new things and producing events for people in Muncie to love it and to enjoy being here and to connect to it in the way that we have.
Are there opportunities for more artists to kind of get involved?
We do have a submission link on our website. So if artists are interested in collaborating with us, they can just contact us. We're really open to working collaboratively with people. It's been good for the four of us. And every time we've reached out and worked with somebody else in the community via the mural project, we've just been really pleasantly surprised.
So in order for people to keep track of what you're doing and following along, there's your Facebook page. And what is the website address?
We're tryingcollective.com.
Great. Well, I, for one, am so glad that you're trying. And I'm glad the community is trying right along with you. So thanks so much for joining me today.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, you can listen to more at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.